music in the air. When the infant born is nigh, and faint its blush is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, where folks gather and have fun with the simple things, like old-fashioned singing. Kind of a little town. Maybe that's why friends are that much closer. They're folks just like you and me. They'd be mighty pleased if you'd join them for a little visit. The group holds singing practice at the home of Eli and Jenny Jenkins. And at the moment, Jenny is fixing up the parlor for their arrival.
Eli, I don't know why you can't be more like the ideal husbands that I see in the movies. You never see them taking off their shoes and they're leaving pipe cleaning scattered all over everywhere.
Well, Ma, I read an article once about some fellas they call film editors. After a picture is finished, they go through them reels with a big pair of scissors, snipping out stuff. It didn't say, but I always reckoned that that must be the part they cut out, because you can't tell me that husbands are any different anywhere. They all take their shoes off when their feet hurt.
Eli, the very idea. Here the group's arriving already, and the room isn't even picked up. Here, put my knitting on the table and stop wiggling your toes and get your shoes on. I do wish Chris would get this clock fixed so I'd know what time it is. I have to rely on what my stomach tells me for meals and the night train for what time to go to bed. Oh, evening, Ben.
Oh, Jenny, let me in and start talking. I got something to tell you.
News, Ben?
News, the biggest, importantest, dad-blasted thing that's happened since P.T. Barnum discovered a two-headed politician.
Well, what is it?
It's going to start a whole new way of living. Babies will not only cry for it, they'll climb out of their cribs and demand to see it.
What in tarnation are you talking
about? It's going to be a fortune for me. And down our way will be the most famous town in this here United States. Just because of my discovery.
Well, where and what is it?
It's right here in this box under my arm. And worth its weight in gold it is. Wait till I untie this string. And here it is.
It's just a little old bird.
A pigeon.
Right, Jenny. But not a pigeon. It's the pigeon. The only pigeon in all creation that talks.
A talking pigeon? Why, then, that's wonderful.
The entire singing group is gathered now, and they all sit kind of open-mouthed as Ben tells of his discovery of a talking pigeon.
Well, sir, being as I get feeding grain at the wholesale, as cause my nature, I've always been a kind of generous feller.
Eli.
Excuse me, I couldn't help choking on that one.
As I was saying, out of the kindness of my heart, I've been throwing a handful of seed out the back door of my store for about 7 years now, and all the stray birds what's too lazy to hunt for themselves depends on me for their keep.
Maybe you can charge it up to charity on your income tax.
Oh, I'm keeping track. Well, the same bunch of little birds come back day after day, and I sort of gets to know them.
You mean you can really tell one from another?
Why, just as quick as you can tell your students from t'other. I've grown right fond of them.
It's a pity you don't save some of that warm feeling for humans instead of birds. The birds have got other birds, but I ain't got nobody.
But when did you first find that this little pigeon could talk?
I'm a-coming to that, if these here interruptions can be stopped.
Oh, you drag a story on till we're half asleep, Ben.
Yes, my stars. I don't know why some people just like to make noise. Of course, if you've got something interesting to talk about.
Yeah, like that there asteriology of yours, I suppose.
Eli, how many times have I got to tell you that it's pronounced astrology?
I think Webster says it's astrology, Patience.
Well, you can't listen to everybody. Now about this here pigeon. With a little investigating, we maybe could find out when it was born, and then I could make out a chart showing
off. Well, for Pete's sake, what would this bird want with a chart? The pigeon can talk, but as far as I know, he ain't learned to read yet.
Well, what proof have we got that he can even talk? He sure ain't added anything to this conversation.
Neither have you, Eli. And you've been a-sitting there blabbing your head off.
Why, you old goat, when I think of all the hours I spend listening to you tell about your symptoms...
Whoops! I plumb forgot my 7 o'clock pills.
Oh, don't you never do nothing but swallow them...
Here's a glass of water, Ben. Now I think we got to get at that practicing. Oh, we've got some of the prettiest songs picked out for that Farm Bureau picnic.
Yeah, we have to sing them good and loud, too, being it's outdoors. First, let's sing the group song. All right, Jenny, sound the chord.
Where
take the solo.
Carry me back to Virginia. That's where the cotton and the corn and potatoes grew. That's where the birds warble sweet in the springtime.
Look at Patience, sitting over there on the sofa holding that little pigeon.
Huh? Careful there, Patience. You better let me take him. He's mighty valuable, and I don't even have him insured. Suppose there's somebody in town that writes pigeon insurance?
What do you expect to do with him, Ben?
Why, I'm going to make $1 million off of him, of course.
Are you planning to sell him to a sideshow or something?
A sideshow? The very idea. This is a high-class bird. He's going into the best places, and I'm going along to see that he's treated right.
Going along? You mean leave here?
Yep, that's right. Times is kind of dull down our way with just the feed store, the post office, and volunteer fire department to think about.
You could have something else to think about, too, if you only said the word.
But, Ben, why, Ben, if you left, who'd take care of all of them things?
Well, I don't know, but this here talented bird deserves to be heard, and I'm going to see that he gets his chance. I'm going into the show business with him.
Show business? Why, you don't know as much about that as you do horseshoe pitching, and that ain't much.
That's another thing. All I get around here is insults. Nobody appreciates me.
I do, Ben.
That don't count. Nobody else will even let me sing my soli. You know, the one that's right pretty the way I sing it. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. So
maybe it ain't such a bad idea for you to be leaving.
Eli, what a thing for you to be saying. Ben, we all love you, and you've got a right nice voice. We just ain't found a way to fit that solo in yet.
It's been 16 years that I've been a-trying to sing it, and I never get further than the first line. But it don't matter none now. I'll be going away, and you won't have to be bothered none.
Ben, you mustn't feel that way.
If you're going into show business, there are heartbreaks in that, too.
Yeah, just ask Cliff. You know all about that, don't you, boy?
Well, I had a little taste of it.
Appears to me that you ain't going to have much of a show, Ben, with just one pigeon. After all, how much can he say?
Well, you could make it something real long, like that there Gettysburg address.
Oh, are you going to impress people with a pigeon reciting the Gettysburg address? It ain't even original.
Don't you think it might be straining a point to expect the bird to say so much? He may be able to talk, but...
Be able to? Why, he talks better than I do.
Yeah, that still ain't saying much.
I know what. I'll write some poetry for him to recite. That'll sound real intelligent.
Yeah, that poor little bird. Bet he's wishing he kept his mouth shut.
Now, let me see. I could make it a four-footed verse.
Oh, no, you can't. This little feller's only got 2 feet.
A four-footed poem ain't got nothing to do with the number of feet the pigeon's got, Ben. Even I know that. Just means that the poem goes tee-tump, 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 tee-tump.
Now, who would listen to a pigeon go tee-tump, 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 even if he'd done it with expression?
Oh, Ben, if you leave me alone for a minute, I'll whip out one of my masterpieces, and you'll see how good it is.
While you're doing that, shall we rehearse our duet, Cliff?
Let's do. Mrs. Jenkins, you think you can play this one all right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that one isn't too hard.
Hey, don't let it get too fancy for us, Cliff. We like real simple harmony and singing, sort of the way our own Mars and Paws used to sing.
You listen to this and see if you like it. Ready, Alice?
Yes.
Wake on every hand. garden that I long for. When shall I tread those ways beneath its skies of glory, golden and happy days? For me, my life is waiting, never again to part. There, love divine and heaven shall be mine in the garden of your heart. The garden of your heart. The garden of your heart.
I got the poem all finished. Hate to brag, but I think it's one of my best efforts.
You always say this one's the best, and they always sounds the same to me.
Now, I'm a talking pigeon, a thing you've never seen or heard. I don't know how I got that way, but I'm a clever bird. I don't use fancy language, as I know that soon you'll find. For all I know is pigeon English. I hope you do not mind.
Now, ain't that sweet? It's right fine of your patience.
Do you really believe you can teach him that?
Can you folks realize that I've got the eighth wonder of the world in this box? Why, down in my store, he was saying things that would have never occurred to me to say, and I ain't exactly dumb.
It's all a matter of opinion.
I'm going to cause the biggest stir in the history of this here country when I take this little bird from town to town, entertaining the people.
You know, maybe you can at that.
See there? Even old Eli is realizing it. When I first came in here tonight, he was calling it poppycock.
Of course, there's only one thing you're overlooking. It's the thing that makes all these artists famous and popular.
What's that, Eli?
Well, it's the thing that made a success out of Jenny Lind. You know what it was?
Well, I thought it was her voice.
No, sirree, it was something more than that. It was her manager. If you're going to make a success out of this here little pigeon, you got to have a good manager.
Maybe you're right. Seems to me I once read about a fella named Ziegfeld who knew something about the business.
He's dead, Ben.
But I ain't. I'm strapping and rare and full of pep and ready to go out in the entertainment world as your manager.
Eli, what are you thinking?
You go along? Why, that was half of what I was looking forward to. Leaving here so I wouldn't have to look at your wrinkled old
map. Now, don't
map.
Think I'm making this generous offer just to be in your company, Ben Potts. I did it because it's my duty. My duty to see that this here bird has the proper manager.
What makes you think that you know the first thing about managing?
Well, ain't I taking care of this singing group and directed them and seen to it that we sing at all the sociables and the fairs down our way?
Well, we do it for free, and furthermore, we're the only singing group within 50 miles, so it don't add up to competition.
Why, yes, with me getting things fixed up for you, seeing to it that you got your name out front and a big spotlight on you during your act, you're sure to be a success.
Well, there must be more to it than that.
Well, now and then you need a fast talker who's on to city ways.
And who'll that be?
Me, of course. Look at all my business experience, all the deals I've transacted.
Yes, you hand a can of pork and beans across the counter and take 17 cents for it. Don't seem exactly like big business.
But perhaps Mr. Jenkins could make arrangements for you and the bird to appear in theaters, Ben. He does have a nice personality, and everyone likes him.
Eli, you ain't really serious about leaving here and...
Never been more serious. Why, with me managing...
And me writing the poetry.
And me taking good care of this here little bird.
Well, we'll all be so rich and famous and... Ooh, wait a minute. Something's wrong here. Can't go on planning yet.
What's the matter?
Yeah, gotta have a contract. That's what all them people have, and that's what we gotta have.
What's a contract for?
Yeah, it's to protect everybody from everybody else.
Gee, Hossifer, That is going to be necessary, sure, since I'm a-dealing with you. But who knows how to write now?
Well, Alice here, she knows everything. Would you help us out, Alice, by writing a fancy legal-like contract?
Why, I'll try, but I'm just a schoolteacher after all. You really need an attorney.
Oh, he'd get us so darn complicated. We wouldn't know what we were signing. You just write a kind of a simple one for us.
Well, I guess I can do that.
Cliff, you can run through that pretty solo while we're writing here.
Want to distract you?
Not your singing. Jenny, get your music ready.
Oh, I know that one by heart, Eli.
All right, now sound the chord for him. Give it lots of feeling, Cliff.
I hear you calling me. You'll call me when the moon had veiled her light, before I went from you into the night. I came, do you remember? The kind stars light. I hear you calling me, and the ringing gladness of your voice, the words that made my longing heart rejoice. You spoke, do you remember? And my heart still hears the distant music of your voice. I hear you calling me, though years have stretched their weary length between, and on your grave the mossy grass is green. I stand, do you behold me?
You got it finished, Alice?
Yes, and I can take it to school tomorrow and use the typewriter to copy it.
Oh, shucks, there's no need for that. We can read your writing fine. Is this all right, Ben? It names me as the manager for your talking pigeon, and here, you read it for yourself.
We always thought that there had to be clauses in a contract. Without them, it's like cookies without raisins.
Yeah, before we get so everlastingly bound to one another and start out for the big city to make our millions, there's one thing that's bothering me.
I bet I know what it is.
You've been thinking that too, Ma? It's just this, Ben. We've been here for hours with that pigeon, and he ain't said a word.
Huh? Oh, if that's all that's bothering you. What did you expect of him in that little box?
Yeah.
He ain't going to sit in there and talk to himself. People would think he was crazy if he just sat talking to himself. Come on out of here and prove to these dad-blasted skeptics that you can do what I said you could. Come on now.
He's so pretty.
Now, let's talk like we was this afternoon in my store. Now, I said to you, how do you like the folks down our way? Remember? Come on now. What do you say to that? Come on.
So this is the kind of talking he does, huh?
Don't let me down now, Pigeon. If you don't say something, they won't believe you can talk. Come on. Please.
And this is what I was going to manage. You'd have me making a fool of myself over this ordinary bird.
He ain't ordinary, and he can talk his head off when he wants to. He just don't want to now.
Is that what you're going to tell an audience of 50,000 people who's gathered to see him?
Yes, that's right. If you're going to put a trained bird on display, he'll have to perform when you tell him to.
But he was performing all over the place this afternoon, weren't you, Pigeon? For Pete's sake, say something so they'll believe me, won't you? Please. Just for me. There, he did it. Did you hear that? Well, he was talking just as plain as anything. Oh, my sweet little pigeon. He really did speak.
Sounded like a plain coo to me.
I've heard hundreds of pigeons that coo like that.
But he was talking, I tell you. Little pigeon was talking. And you just won't admit it.
Was that all the talking he ever did?
Well, did you expect more? He don't exactly use long words, but he gets his meaning across.
Land of Goshen. All that fuss over nothing.
Tarnation and thunderation. Do you call that talking?
Well, you're trying to make out he didn't do good when he talked just as plain. Didn't he, Cliff?
Well, I don't really believe that you'll make a million off the kind of talking he was doing just now.
Carn, shine it. I'll go back to my feed store and forget the whole thing. Nobody was willing to believe me in the first place, and now you just didn't want to hear it when he was talking as plain as could be. I'll get it going.
Ben, wait a minute. We didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Well...
Besides, there's another song to practice yet.
Yeah, you can get along without me.
No, not on this one, Ben. Come on now.
Oh, all right.
Hey, come on, Ma. Look out for them 16th notes now. They're kind of tricky with them two tails to them. All right.
You feel better about it now, Ben?
Yeah, I guess so.
You shouldn't have taken it as anything personal. We didn't mean it that way. Now, you heard that pigeon talk to you, and we didn't. That doesn't mean that you're wrong or that we heard wrong. It just proves that everybody doesn't hear or see things alike.
Yeah, maybe so.
You take that valley off toward Shelby Junction. Now, I can look at it and just see farms and things. You remember that artist fella who was through here last spring? Well, he saw lots of beautiful things in that valley that I never seen. It just proves that what you see and what you hear depends on you yourself. And you're the only person in the world who can control the amount of beauty you see as you go through life. I envy you, Ben, for being able to hear that little pigeon talk to you. I just wish I could.
There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh, and faith its blush is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
So another evening has passed down our way. Looked for a while as though the singing group might be breaking up, but the flurry is over now. They'll all gather again as usual. We'll be looking forward to having you drop in for a visit. Remember, that's the parlor of Eli and Jenny Jenkins down our way.